Good morning. I am nervous, but I'm also very excited to be giving this sermon this morning. Later in the sermon, I will be reading from 1 John chapter 4, verse 11 through 12. If you want to go ahead and flip there, it's page 991 in your pew Bibles. Hopefully you know, but today is Mother's Day. So first off, I wish a very happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are in here. Hopefully, I'll get treated to a nice lunch or flowers and a card, or maybe all of those. Now, I'm going to take some inspiration from Pastor Keithan and get y'all to participate in today's sermon. So, raise your hand if you have or have had a mom or any sort of a motherly figure in your life. Hopefully, everyone's hand went up. Now, raise your hand if you yourself are a mom. Congratulations to you all. In my life, I have had one mom, two grandmothers, and so many motherly figures, many of which are sitting in these pews. I love my mom, and I'm so extremely thankful for all that she has done and continues to do. I'm confident that I would not be where I am if it weren't for my parents. But what's a parent's goal? What are they supposed to do? To me, it's very simple to answer, but it's far from simple to do. A parent's goal is to set their child up for success, but success is not easy to measure. One way to measure is to compare. Every parent shouldn't want their kid to be them. They should want them to be better. There's one clear way to tell if your life has been a success. One very important aspect of life is God. I'm hoping that you know that, especially if you are a parent, but God is the ultimate goal. Eternal life with God is the best thing ever. So if you want that for your child, how do you try to achieve that? Well, you show them God. How do you do that? Through love. We see a great example of this in the Bible. The scripture I mentioned earlier, 1 John chapter 4, 11 and 12, verse 11 and 12, on page 991 in your pew Bibles, where it says, "Beloved, if God so loved the world, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us." Love is amazing, and it can show us wonderful truths. One of these is God. It's easy to find God through love. God's whole being is love. He created us with love. He kept trying for us because of his love. God does not need us. We could be his trash, thrown to the side, but he loves us. As parents, with the job to create success for your child, the first and most important thing to do is to love them. Through love, everything is opened up. Showing kids how to love is very important. This is important in making friends early in life, all the way into finding a partner and getting married as an adult. But also, if a child is loved by his parents, they are more likely to trust in God, more likely to be in relationship with him. Because if a child can look at their parents and clearly feel loved, then they will look for a reason for that love. And even if they go looking at grandparents and before, eventually they will get led back to God. We are here to make a better world for everyone. We do this through God and having a relationship with him. We need to set up all future generations for success in every aspect of life, but more specifically spiritually. I think back to all the times in my life where I was shown love. There's been so many examples set for me and many people in my life that have been so close and loving. I can't name them all because that would take way too long, but I will try to name a few. I think back to all my time in school. If you ever ask me about school, I'll say it's good. I got through it. But even so, there have been many teachers who have given their all to the classroom, and I've made many friends, some that I've kept for a very long time. I think back to all my friends over the years, my friend group from school. Shout out to Nate, Eli, Eden, and Lawrence. My friends that I've made here, whether it be from when I was a kid or now in youth group or both, who've stuck with me. And I have Annalise, my girlfriend, who is always there for me and makes me confident in who I am. It gives me motivation when it's hard to get out of bed. These people have been there for me whenever I've needed them. I think about this church, all the Sunday school teachers, the choir teachers, church leaders, volunteers, and the people who have made an impact on me. I thank y'all. I thank y'all for being here and being there for me. I've seen it with my parents. There's some days church is hard, and I feel that sometimes. So thank you for setting that example, that being at church is very important. I felt loved from all of those groups. But those who I have felt the most love from is definitely my family. So I'm going to talk about the family that's here for a second. James, I've gotten to watch myself grow in comparison to you. I used to be your sister's weird brother, but I hope now that I'm your sister's really cool brother. You've been someone who I look up to and have always made sure that I was good wherever we went. And Allison, thank you for always telling stories about you and my dad and the trouble y'all used to get into. Thank you for always thinking about me for my birthday and Christmas and whenever I come down to Bartow or Tallahassee. Annabelle, thank you for being my big sister. Although you used to be pretty mean and would seem not to care, I'm very excited to see you graduate tomorrow. And I can't wait for the beach, but won't miss when you were too cool to get into the water. Grandma, I think of you anytime I see anything Florida State, and I'm so grateful for the opportunities you've given me to go to games and meet players and always stay wearing a new Florida State shirt. I can't wait for the next time I can come to Bartow. Papa, I always think about when we used to go to the Museum of Aviation or how cool I thought it was that you and Nanny Street was called Mickey Street, like Mickey Mouse. Your meatloaf and chili have always been some of my favorite food, and especially the meatloaf makes me think of going over to your house when I was little. Dad, you're a great role model, and have always shown me how to act. You've been with me through all my sports, and I wouldn't make it through school if I had to wake up myself and make breakfast and lunch, because I'm way too dead in the mornings for all of that. And Mom, the star of the show today, thank you for always being there. When I was little, you would always put me to sleep and lay with me. Now you're awake when I get home, and I can yap about my day to you. You've watched me grow and helped me when I fall. I always used to hate having to wait in your classroom at Alex 2 before we could go home, but now I miss those days. We've watched shows and plays together, gone to Universal Studios, and gone to the zoo so many times. I love you and can't express how thankful I am for you. So parents, loving a child is the first step in setting them up for success. Loving a child shows them God. Everyone loving a child shows them God. Parents, always show your children love and put them into positions to be loved. It's your job to make your child's life start right. It's your job to be there and to stay there. Now bow your heads with me and join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for moms. Thank you for parents and those in our lives who put us before themselves and give us opportunities to succeed. I pray that the people of this congregation will go out and show love to the world, to express their love to those they are close with, and to show God's love to their community and beyond. Help us to appreciate those who love us and not to let their efforts go unnoticed. I pray all this in your holy name. Amen.
Please pray with me. Lord, thank you for the many blessings you have given us. Lord, thank you for reminding us that we have all sufficiency in all things. We come to you as cheerful givers with our finances and our lives. Lord, help us be a blessing and to be blessings to others. Help us have the desire to further your kingdom on earth. Lord, remind us that whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Let our giving be rooted in generosity, love, and grace. Let us have compassion to help our brothers and sisters around the world, young and old, and who are less fortunate than us, that we may make a difference in our own community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you all for being here, and happy Mother's Day. Like Charlie said, I'm very nervous but excited to deliver a sermon to y'all. Dr. Tucker put the pressure on me last week by comparing me to Billy Graham, and I doubt that will be true, but if it does turn out to be true, Pastor Search Committee, I'll be here every Sunday. Before I begin, I'd like to say congratulations to our high school graduates this year. Annalise, Bennett, Carter, you all have earned it. I hope you carry your love and knowledge of God and spread it at your new school. I'd also like to give a shout out to all the college students that are graduating this year. I know you'll carry a little bit of Vineville wherever you go, and hope you know that you always have a supporting family here at the church to lean back on. Mom and Daddy, I hate to tell you this, but this is probably going to be the last time you ever hear me speak at a graduation ceremony, because I'm not going to be the valedictorian. The scriptures I'll be reading from today are Jeremiah 29, verses 11 through 14, and Joshua 1, verses 7 through 9. From Jeremiah first. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart, and I will be found by you. And now from Joshua 7. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave to you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may become careful to do everything written on it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. May God bless the reading of his word. These verses carry a powerful message of trusting God and knowing that he is with you through everything. Every bump in the road, every mistake, and every time something goes wrong or differently than you expected. Sometimes we are afraid of change, and I understand. Change is scary. Change has an uncertain outcome, an unforeseeable side, like not being able to imagine waking up the next day and not being allowed to call your mama or daddy, grandma or grandpa, not knowing how you'll make it without them. The pain of regret, wishing that you could have played one more round of golf, gone fishing one more time, had one last home-cooked meal, and appreciated it, knowing that it would be your last. Sometimes change is out of our hands. Sometimes God puts us through uncomfortable changes, knowing that we need it to grow stronger and closer to him. Although we may hate it and we may question why this happened to us, you have to lean on God in these trusting times. Trusting God will make the future much less daunting. Knowing that you have a future in him that he has planned just for you, knowing that he has planned this future since before you even knew it, knowing that he knows what comes next, to me, is better reassurance than any pat on the back will ever be. God is putting you into this change for a reason. And likely, the other side of your change will benefit you. Now, to quote Dr. Tucker, if this sermon has any punch, it's coming right about here. Although it may be hard to believe while you're going through it, you can come out the other side stronger, more loving, and more open to seeing God. I understand how crazy this may seem, but if you would have told me that watching my best friend lose his brother in 2021 would bring me closer to God, I would have called you crazy. At the time, I was frustrated, wanting to know why. Why did this have to happen? Why did it have to be Walker? But through watching how the Bethunes trusted God throughout their grief, I saw how God supported them and ultimately brought them closer together before losing Walker. I continue to see how the community rallied around them, how they supported them through prayers and fellowship. These examples made me know that God was with them and everyone around them through the unthinkable. So maybe change shouldn't be a scary thing at all. Maybe we need to see change in our lives. Now, I'm not saying we need to be like Dr. Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, or Florence Nightingale and lead massive changes in our lives. But maybe taking that leap will bring us even closer to God. Maybe it doesn't even have to be a massive leap. Maybe we only need a step. Taking this next step could be what brings you closer to God. Maybe the next step is applying for a new job. Maybe it's getting the degree that you don't know what you're going to do with. Maybe it's saying yes to new things, or maybe even it's saying no to new things that you had said yes to in the past. Whatever next step we choose, we may find it may help us value God's love even more. Maybe we'll find new things about ourselves too. The Psalms are full of emotion and prayer and song. David himself shows us many seasons of change. And while we may not be praying for protection from our enemies like David, we can still appreciate David's motto of trusting God from Psalm 31. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. Many times are in your hand. May we each trust God and know that he knows what our future holds and that he'll support us through it all. May we each approach change in a new way that demonstrates our trust in God who is with us, yes, even then. Please pray with me. Gracious God, thank you for being with us even when times are so hard that we forget about you. Help us to not forget that through it all, you stay with us. Thank you for giving us peace and knowing that you know what comes next because you have planned it for us since before we even knew. In your name I pray, amen. Now, this is the part of the service where if you want to make a profession of faith and claim Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you would like to join the church by way of membership, me and Charlie will come down here and welcome you, and then we will pass you off to Miss Lee. So.